You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, August 12th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 22 million. That's how many cars the Chinese are expected to buy this year. That's according to UBS analyst Paul Gong. That would be an 8% decline from last year. China is the biggest market in the world for new car sales, so the unexpected drop hints at a slowdown in growth that analysts didn't expect. And demand for cars affects all types of companies, across the industry's global supply chain. So the slowdown matters for more than just automakers. The next number up is $45 billion. That's how much states are reportedly demanding from three drug distributors, under scrutiny because of the opioid crisis. Most investors thought that number would be much smaller. So the stocks of the three distributors, McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen, fell last week. That's one sign investors are getting nervous about the potential fallout from opioid litigation. But investors seem even more concerned about the makers of opioid drugs. The stocks of Teva Pharmaceutical, Mylan, and Endo International are also feeling the pain. It isn't clear yet how many billions of dollars the opioid crisis will cost drug makers and distributors. They're facing roughly 2,000 lawsuits from state and local governments. Our last number is 1.7%. That's the expected consumer inflation rate in July, according to economist forecasts, only slightly higher than June's fairly low reading. The inflation report, due out on Tuesday, is one of the main readings we'll get on the economy this week. Because of the lack of inflation, there isn't much of a reason for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, or to keep them high. So low inflation allowed the Fed to cut rates last month for the first time since the financial crisis. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, August 12th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.